Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Hitchcock with the estate and asset protection planning firm Barth Calderon. Welcome to Wealth Protector TV. You might be listening to this on Wealth Protector Radio. Really, really excited today to have our founder and senior managing partner, Harry Barth, with us. Harry, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sure can, Paul.
Great. Well, for all of you who've listened to this before, you know that we put on a ton of workshops across the country to many incredible groups. Harry is our top speaker here. And so we're going to jump right in. Harry, you know better than anybody, one of the main issues that comes up at a lot of the workshops you're doing is the protection of a business for, you know, asset protection and changing a business from an S corporation to an LLC. So can you just start and tell us a little bit about what is that all about?
Sure. Paul, I think that there are a couple of issues that are involved there and a lot of misnomers that are involved there. First of all, there are two types of liability that all businesses are subject to. One is a inside liability, which is a liability coming from the operations of the business. So if we have a business, we have an employee type lawsuit or a business related lawsuit, it's an inside liability. One of the bigger concerns that we have is a liability to the owners of the business. So if we have a liability to the owner, we look down at that owner's assets to see what assets are available to satisfy the plaintiff's claim.
Is that the outside liability you're referring to?
The outside liability looks down in to see whether or not we can take the value of the business away from the owner. And when we look down in, you know, a very common form of business is a corporation.
Right.
And the very common tax status of it, in many cases, is an S corporation. And many of our listeners will understand what that is. The problem that we face, however, is that in the event of a liability to the owner of the entity, a remedy that a plaintiff could have or a creditor can have is to take the stock of the S corporation away from them. And that's pretty significant remedy. You could lose your ownership, lose managerial control. If you have a minority ownership, you can be subject to, the ownership has to play a fiduciary duty to you. The net result is that we can lose control of our business. Our business can be liquidated and it's gone.
I was going to say, because I've asked you often, does this really happen? I mean, yeah. You're talking about a liability from the outside, something happens, and give us an example of that, but does it really happen where a creditor comes in and actually takes control?
Sure. Give you a classic example of it. You know, one of our clients the other day owned a rental property, and that rental property, there was a fire and a child was killed and they are being sued. That rental property, sadly, was not in an asset protected entity. They're being sued individually, and their biggest asset that they have is a corporation. Let's just say that an S corporation that manufactures widgets. And one of the biggest areas that the plaintiff's attorney will go for is to get that, because they get the best settlement, is to get to get that stock and to take that business away, liquidate it for the benefit of the plaintiff. So I've been espousing for years now that when we see situations like that, where allowable, that we would convert by a statutory conversion that S corporation into a limited liability company taxed as an S corporation. Now, when you do that through a Plan F reorganization, there will be no, and it's very important, no adverse tax consequences, because it's still for tax purposes the same S corporation. So there are no additional gross sales tax, no additional taxes, no additional anything. For tax purposes, absolutely nothing changes. But what changes significantly is under those circumstances when the LLC, or the converted LLC, is constructed properly, the owner will never, ever lose managerial control of their business. And I think when you're running a business, if you're just business in version A, where you can lose your business, versus business B, which is the same business that you can never lose control of, I think that enhances your asset protection significantly and levels the playing field significantly. So I think that's a very important thing that should be looked at by entrepreneurs who are operating their businesses as S-corporations.
So you're saying that if somebody is an S-corporation, the takeaway there is that they can look to change that corporation to an LLC, but keep the S election there?
Absolutely correct. And so there are no adverse tax consequences, but we do get the benefit of a much greater protection from that outside liability through the LLC. And I think that's something everyone should look at.
Yeah, and I hear you bring this up all the time, because a lot of people don't know they can even do this, and they think it's just a wholesale change. And so that's...
Yeah. What happens there is many times people have been told correctly, but incorrectly at the same time. It's hard to say that, but that if you change an S corporation, this also applies, by the way, to a C corporation as well, the same exact issues, S or C, to a LLC, that the government considers that a sale of the business and establishing a new one, which could have disastrous tax impact. But that occurs when you take the corporate form of taxation and turn it to the partnership form of taxation in the LLC. We're not doing that. Through the reorganization, we're maintaining the same exact tax status that they had before. So again, as I repeat, no adverse tax consequences. And that's greatly misunderstood. And then we'll get questions like, well, does it affect my salary? Do I have to pay any additional state tax? On and on and on. And it's just literally no change whatsoever.
Great information here. I know there's a lot more detail behind that. This is where we always encourage people, if they have questions, they own a business, to give us a call. We've got a great free assessment we do for people. So thanks for listening, everybody. Harry, thanks for joining. Really appreciate it.
Great to be there. Thanks, Paul.
All right.